This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. intelligence officials say Iran is responsible for threatening emails sent to voters in multiple battleground states demanding votes for U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Some of the emails were purported to have been sent by the neo-fascist group, the Proud Boys, telling voters they'd come after them if they didn't vote for President Trump. Without discussing specifics, the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, says the motive was to discredit the president.
These actions are desperate attempts by desperate adversaries.
The intelligence community investigated and found the source, Iran, FBI Director Christopher Wray.
You should be confident that your vote counts.
The officials also announced that Iran and Russia have obtained voter registration data, although it is publicly accessible. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
LGBTQ Catholics and their allies in the U.S. are welcoming Pope Francis's endorsement of same-sex civil unions. First time he's done so as Pope, but some prominent Catholics say that he is blatantly contradicting church teachings. Among them is the Bishop of Providence, Rhode Island, who says the church cannot support what he calls immoral relationships. In contrast, the head of a ministry representing LGBTQ Catholics hails what he calls a historic shift for a church that has a record of persecuting gays. The Pope's remarks came in a long feature-length documentary called Francesco that premiered Wednesday at the Rome's Film Festival. Democrats on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee say they will boycott a vote scheduled for Thursday on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to fill the U.S. Supreme Court. This is VOA News.